Welcome to episode 48 of the Repossible Podcast. I'm your host, Bradley Charbonneau. It's Thursday. I'm going to do a flashback to Monday and gather my notes from the forest. I've been taking notes audibly, orally, O-U-R-A-U-R-A-L-L-Y. I don't even know how to spell it. But I've been moving away from the keyboard a bit and getting into the microphone and recording as my thoughts, as I'm often in the forest, frankly, and my thoughts are more clear there. And it's just become a place of creation, a place of productivity. And that's part of it. It's part of what I get into. But I get into some good stuff in here. It's a bit of a like a rampage, but if you can deal with it, if you can deal with the sort of lack of structure, there's some good stuff in here. There's silver lining. There's dog stress. There's how we can stress less, what we can learn from dogs. There's meditation for creatives, downloads of just booming IMAX theater style. It was my entire talk downloaded just like that, boom. And the talk that won compared to the talk that I had slaved over all week. And then I get some feedback. Then I have a download of meditation and boom, it's just there. It's kind of magic. I'm not even going to use that word, but it's kind of magic. All right. I'm going to let you in on my conversation with myself. It's past Monday. It's episode 48 of the Repossible Podcast. It is March. It is rainy and kind of miserable. Got to head out with the dog. But hey, I'm not miserable. At least I'm not anymore because there is actually a silver lining in everything. I hope you enjoy the episode. And I'll catch up with you next week. If you have some requests for episode topics, let me know. I'm open. And happy to have anybody on the show, too, if they want to come in and talk about, well, you can have any color you want of your car as long as it's black. I'd like to talk about upcoming books. Ask, create, meditate. If you have an idea or a thought, or especially a strong feeling or a strong thought on asking, creating, or meditating, let me know. I'll get you on the show. All right. Enjoy. Heading off to the forest. It's been now 48 plus 12. What's that? About 60 hours. I can't believe I'm counting hours. It sounds so pathetic. But I, since Friday night, since being disqualified from the speech, which is slightly on my mind, I've been looking for silver lining, and I keep finding it. It might just be that ridiculously positive dude in my head, but that's me, and I want to, here's my thought. So I was just talking to my pal and Rich Robinson in China, and he and I are just on so much the same page with public speaking, with writing, with getting out there, with helping, with teaching, just like born teachers, born on stage, born writing, and we just got to make this work. So here's my thought, and it's just my thought of previous weeks. It's not completely new, but it's just getting stronger, and that is, how to combine this, how to make public speaking, stage, audio, video, more than just a book. So maybe a book is just one element of what's going on. Here's how I currently see it, and I'm speaking this because I'm in the forest with Pepper. This is where I usually have my clarity, which, ba-ding, 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 it's happening again, what's new? And I just want to get this out there. So here we go. Let's take a topic, any topic. And I was just talking with Richard about meditation for creatives, because what happened between Thursday night, come on, pitch. What's up? Between Thursday night, so I worked on my speech all last week, and Thursday rolls around, and I send my rehearsal to my mentor, and she calls me Thursday night, and we have an hour conversation, in which she basically tells me, how could I sum it up nicely? Your heart wasn't in it. My heart wasn't in it. And I said, yep, I could see that. And I think, and even in the speech, I talk about like the mind, the heart, and the gut. And I think I was doing it for the mind. I don't know what I was doing. So I had the talk with her. And then I take a whole bunch of notes, think about it a lot, sleep on it, wake up, and during my meditation, remember this is Friday, my speech is Friday night, during my meditation Friday morning, I let go,
in typical meditation, right? And letting go, just letting come in, whatever's going to come in. And I get, some people call it a download. I don't know, I guess that's an appropriate term. Then I'll use it for a moment. But I got a download of the entire speech that I then did Friday night. So let me just make that more clear. On Thursday, I had done, I don't know, 16 outtakes, 16 rehearsals of a speech that I was preparing for Friday night. And then Thursday night, I have a conversation. Friday morning, I have a moment of, well, about 15 minutes of clarity during my meditation. And again, can you tell I'm pushing the meditation here? The meditation is key. I need the feedback to shake up my direction a little bit. And then the meditation is what makes it actual, makes it real. During that meditation, it's like I'm watching an IMAX theater, and I get the whole thing complete with, you know, scenes and accents and caricatures and content, word for word. And it comes into me. Then I go out into the forest, my studio in the woods, I call it, set up my camera, record two sessions. I'm done. I was ready to, oh, I need to record 10. Nope, two, I'm done, I've got this. So then I go to the do the speech. Here's where it gets yucky, but I'm trying to find the silver lining. I win. They're not supposed to tell me this, but I won. And then I was disqualified. I was disqualified because I went 5 seconds over. So in talking with my mentor on Saturday morning, she says, you know, she hadn't heard it yet, but she says, you know, I'm sure your speech was fantastic, but part of the game is time, right? And I just needed, you were disqualified. Yep, you won. Awesome, fantastic, but you're disqualified. My wife said that it's better that I was disqualified than having been second or third or something, because then I would have thought, oh, well, maybe I'm not so good at this. Maybe it wasn't so great or whatever. So, nope. So I've been looking for the silver lining. So, sorry, I'm getting off track. But what I want to get at is back to sort of a book / online virtual summit / online course / workshop / book plus more content. For example, for Meditation for Creatives, I'm going to collect a group of people who are, you know, quote, experts in the field, and we're going to have a virtual summit, you know, videos online. Maybe we'll even have speeches. Maybe we'll have this example of here's the speeches for, here's meditation, here's after. This is what happened. Is an example of meditation for creatives. So I'm getting a little off track, but I see it clearly right now. It is not just books, but it is books plus then better together. It's books plus connecting with others. It's sharing our knowledge in different formats. I love podcast. I love audio. More people love video. I think I'm less of a fan of video, but maybe just because it's more of a pain. I like to walk in the forest and talk. So audio, video, books, boom. One topic, several, quote, experts is such a dorky word. Several people sharing their wisdom about that topic, and then we've got the momentum of them, the group force of more than one person, namely me, and we have a full package with a certain topic. All right, I'm going to stop because that was clear. If that wasn't clear to you, I can explain it more. It's clear to me. That's what I'm going to do. 2019, better together. More media than just books. Books, audio, video, whole package, one topic, packaged up, get it done, make it happen, set a timeline, like that's good for, I don't know, 6 months or something, or a year, or maybe it's evergreen, that's fine, and then next one. Hey, it sounds good to me. All right, that's it. It's Monday morning, post-traumatic Friday evening, and I'm already back on my feet, probably because I'm back in the forest and Pepper's over here. And ask Pepper what terrible things happened to him. I can tell you a terrible thing that happened to him. He ate Luca's bratwurst last night. He's not supposed to. He never eats, like, people food. And he just wolfed it down, and I put it down somewhere where he could reach it. And he's like, ooh, let's see, fried meat? I could do with that. And he ate it. He knew what he did. It was bad. He was hiding under the bed. I shipped him outside. And guess what? Guess how many minutes did it take him for him to get over that major trauma in his life where, you know, master was angry with him? I don't know, 10 minutes? We need to learn from dogs. We need to learn from animals. They know what's going on. They know when to stress. No, when there's bad, when there's danger, that's good. Stress is good. It's, you know, you get the whole adrenaline going, but not adrenaline all the time. So we have it when we need it, we use it, we let it go. All right, Pepper? That's what I'm doing. It's Monday morning. I'm letting it go. I'm a little slower than you are. He's looking at me. I'm a little slower than you are, but I'm letting it go. All right. I'm happy about 2019. Okay, finally, one more thing. I keep talking about my silver lining. No, I'm not even going to mention it. I'm going to have a post called There Must Be a Silver Lining in Everything, Right? Like, with a question mark. All right, I'm stopping. That was it. It's been good. It's been real. It's been fun. It's been the forest. This is Bradley. I don't know if this is going to be a possible podcast because it was kind of all over the place. I think I'm just going to make an audio post for Monday, March 11th. Aw, my dad's birthday. All right, he's been helping me out a lot lately, too. And in fact, if I could have him on my virtual summit, maybe somehow I can make that happen. Okay, talk to you soon.